It's Monday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Christy Wright. Stephen is in Nashville. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the Ramsey Show. How can we help?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Christy. Huge fans of what y'all are doing. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, so right now I'm in a pretty tough situation. I used to be in a band, and we spent about 4 years building it and eventually got offered a record deal at the beginning of 2020. And unfortunately, the lead singer in my band decided last minute that he didn't want me in the band and cut me out of the record deal. And it's been a back and forth ordeal with our lawyers and their lawyers and just trying to get what I deserve out of it, especially since I tracked on all the previous songs that was sold to the label. At this point, it doesn't look like they're going to want to meet in the middle, and I don't have enough money to take them to court. So my question is, should I keep fighting for what's mine, or should I just let go of and trust God with it?
Hmm. So was there a partnership agreement? How was the band formed?
Yeah, so it was kind of started off as a thing formed in high school. So there wasn't really a, rent agreement or anything like that. It just started off as a hobby.
Your understanding was you were a partner?
Yes, sir.
That you were not an employee?
Right. Yes, sir.
And was that everyone else's understanding?
Yes, sir.
What happened? Like, why did they kick you out? Do you know? What's the story?
Yeah, so basically, we had been in it for about 4 years, and when we were forming up getting to the record deal, basically, all four of us, there's four band members, and we had a new guy come in later on in the picture. He wasn't an original band member. And when he had joined, basically, I guess he just started manipulating.
Hey, I'm confused how, if you're equal partners, how one of the equal partners can decide to kick somebody out.
Yes, exactly.
Well, why don't you just say, I'm not kicked out, you are.
Yeah, well, apparently the thing is he already went behind my back without telling me. He went and had another contract going and then broke the news to me what had happened. So
they did a contract and everybody else signed it with the record company and you were cut out of the deal is what it amounts to.
Right.
Okay, yes, and that's how he kicked you out. Okay, that's logical. I see how that happens. All right. Okay, so what's on you is... And we've all done this, but you were young and stupid, and you did not do an agreement in writing, and you don't do anything in business without an agreement in writing. And it's not because contracts are magical and make people behave. It's because that way there's a real clear understanding of what the flip is really going on here. Instead, we went from garage band and the back of the van into a deal with no agreement. And that's where you got screwed. Right. And so I've done stuff where I left myself vulnerable. That's what you did. And I end up getting screwed because I left myself vulnerable. And what I get from that, I call that stupid tax when I do it because I lose money because I was stupid. And my trick is in life to never pay the same stupid tax twice. You won't ever do this one again, will you?
No, sir.
You'll always have it in writing from now on. And so... how much money's involved?
It was a six-figure project, so it's $250,000 project.
Is that how much money you would have gotten? One fourth or one fifth of that?
So there would be. They didn't specify exactly how much money up front that the band members would get, but about 90% of that, 80. I'm guessing 80 to 90% of that was definitely used for just marketing, studio fees.
Okay, so you didn't get any real money then. So
no,
there's you're going to go to court over $5,000.
Gotcha.
I don't think it's worth the headache, Stephen. The money's a piece of it. It's more just like you just feel wronged, and I get that. But you're continuing to let it steal your peace of mind by continuing to worry about it. And so it's just like Dave said, it's the stupid tax. I think you just cut your losses, walk away, move on, don't make that mistake again. And I know you're on those tracks, and seeing them continue to make music without you is like, that's got to just like really get to you. But I think if you can let that go, cut those ties and move on, you will feel such a different level of peace, because I just can't even imagine how draining this must be on you to worry about, stress about.
Yeah, I mean, they owe you for rent in your head, because they've been living in your head for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what Christy's saying. And when you give them the eviction notice from your head, then you're going to get back to living life again and move on. I you know, mathematically, it's not worth it to fight. You're going to spend $15,000-$20,000 trying to capture five if you win. And right. There's not a principle here that's worth fighting on for me, especially since you did not get it in writing, and that's on you as well. And so I think, you know, I think the best thing that would end up happening is you end up settling or some silly thing like that, and it's some kind of a moral victory. I'm with you. I think your first up suggestion when you came on the line, Stephen, was, do I walk away and let God handle this? And the answer is yes. And that has nothing to do with them. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with what's right or wrong. It has nothing to do, you know, if there's some things worth fighting for. And you allocate money to fight for it. And it's just because that's a fight I need to win just before the Lord. I'm not going to get messed over on this, and I'm going to fight this one to the death. And so, you know, we're going to just put a budget together for the legal fees, and we're just going to be there a while. Let's just do it, you know, game on. But most things you're better off to just go water off a duck's back and move along. And, I mean, this will be something you talk about with buddies over coffee 20 years from now that happened to you back when. And it's just that time you learned a lesson. I would turn it loose. And, you know, the other thing is that you're in Nashville, and the music business really is not that big. And so now this guy, every time you're around music, this guy that screws people over, he's got another problem, because he's got you out here screwing up his reputation because it's screwed up because he lies and steals. And so it's going to cost him a lot more than $5,000 over the scope of his life, because, again, you're in a fairly small community of people. They're not that large. And so, the word gets out on a guy and nobody wants to work with him. And it's, you know, that's going to cost him. He's the one that's really screwed up here. So, anyway, and the other thing is, you just learned, America, about record contracts. Woohoo! We got signed. We're going to give you $250,000, except we're really not. We're just going to commit to spend that on you, sort of, maybe. And we're going to run up the studio fees, and we're going to run up the recording costs. And when all this is done, you're going to get $3, and we're going to own your masters. And then if you get a big hit and it's so big that it out-earns all this stupidity, then actually you will be a star and have some money. But most of the time, you will just end up with no money and a record.
The other thing, Stephen, I just want to encourage you, is it feels like that maybe you're thinking, if you decide to move on and let this go, that it makes what they did okay, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it okay. You're just going to move on for your own peace of mind, for your own quality of life, for your own progress, and not letting it continue to eat at you. So don't feel like it somehow dismisses that this was a big deal. It was a big deal, and yeah, that hurt. And those were your friends from high school, and that was your music and your art you made together. That must really hurt. And it's okay to be hurt and still decide to Agree. Let it go and move on.
Agree. Yeah, I mean, there are things that hurt you and piss you off, and you remember them, and you remember the people. And, you know, and some of these things, you know, it's not a matter of sitting around holding a grudge and, you know, wringing your hands over it, but it is to, you know, if Dr. John Deloney was here, he would say, you know, it's a loss, mm-hmm. and it's a valid loss, and grieving mm-hmm. about a valid loss of friendship, grieving about a valid loss of being, you know, taken to the cleaners by somebody is, that's a valid thing. You know, you got hurt, dude. Mm-hmm. And to Christy's point, I agree with that. So, but if I'm in your shoes, you asked, I'd move on. I pick my battles. There's some of them I fight to the death, but most of them I don't. So there you go. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.